Jesse stood alone in Lou Burke's small garden apartment. What struck him most was the anonymity of it. No pictures of family, no books, no old baseball gloves with the infield dust ground into the seams. Jesse walked slowly through the three small rooms. No newspapers stacked up, no magazines. A television set with a 26-inch screen glowered at the living dining area off the kitchenette. A small desk near the entry. Some bills due at the end of the month. Two canisters of coffee on the kitchen counter. A Mr. Coffee machine. Not much of a life, Lou. Jesse stood in the middle of the living room and listened to the silence. He turned slowly. There was nothing he was forgetting. Nothing he'd overlooked. He wondered if his apartment would look like this to a stranger. Empty and lifeless. Contemporary. He was glad Jen's picture was on his bureau. He looked once more around the small empty space. There was nothing more to see. So Jesse went out the front door and locked it behind him. Back at the station, Jesse stopped to talk with Molly.
"We got a typewriter around here anywhere?" Jesse said.
"Nope. Got rid of them 5 years ago when we got the computers. Don't have one left over in the cellar or the storage closet in the squad room or any place?"
"No. Tom made a deal with a used typewriter guy from Lynn. When we went computer, the typewriter guy came in, took all three typewriters. You want me to see if I can get you one?"
Jesse shook his head. "No, just curious. Lou Burke have any family?"
"None that I know, Jesse. Parents died a while back. Far as I know, he never married."
"Brothers, sisters?"
"Not that he ever talked about. Pretty much the department and the town was what he had."
Jesse didn't mind the cutting edge in the remark. The department was Lou Burke's life, and Jesse had taken it from him. "There was no typewriter in his apartment," Jesse said.
"I'm sure there wasn't," Molly said. "Lou was a wonderful cop, but he hated to write anything. I used to do half his reports for him."
"So where did he type out his suicide note?" Molly looked up at Jesse and started to speak, and stopped and frowned.